When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on Love That Voiceover, where we explore the people and projects behind the microphone in depth.
This is Jim Meskimen as Morgan Freeman saying,
keep listening to Love That Voiceover. You'll be glad you did.
Brought to you by voiceover artist Rebecca Michaels Haw, also known as Love That Rebecca. Hello, all you beautiful, fabulous, stunning listeners. You think I can't see you, but I can. I'm here with Joey Kamen. Joey, hey!
Hey, Rebecca, so you heard that voice, you heard that sexy voice she was doing. I'm telling you, she's the Marilyn Monroe of the voiceover world.
Oh, my God. I wish. I'll take it. I'll have that one picture forever emblazoned on all of my profiles.
Now, that is a real birthmark you have, right? That is a real birthmark, right?
It truly is.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, thank you. So getting back to you, Joey, since the show is about you today,
okay.
if you could think about it, who do you most admire in the voiceover industry that's current in the voiceover industry now?
Oh, who do I most admire? You mean voiceover actors or
whatever, whoever comes to mind.
Oh, the guys I like are some old pals like Maurice LaMarche and Billy West are great voiceover actors and people. Those are a couple of names that come to mind right now.
What is it about them that you admire?
They're good actors. They're good performers. Maurice is a former stand-up comedian like me, who I know from the Comedy Store from years ago. Just a super talent. And Billy's very funny. Very, very funny guy. Those are a couple of guys that I really like and admire. And
have you worked with them on projects?
Yes, in the past I have. Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, those are a couple of guys I admire in the voiceover industry. And I don't know a lot of the names of the guys that do the promo work, but there are some out there that are extremely, extremely talented.
Thinking about today's world of voiceover and how it's changed from when you entered, you know, when you first were being mentored by Dawes Butler and then, you know, where we are today, what would you say are the biggest changes that you could characterize?
Well, the biggest changes are, of course, the internet. You know, you can have a home base and live anywhere in the world, not that you're going to get the great jobs, because when you're working in the industry in Los Angeles for film, television, and that sort of thing, animation and video games, they want you in the studio. So you have to live where the work is for that. But there's what's changed is for all the internet work out there and all that kind of stuff, you can live just about anywhere and record at home, and or your home studio rather, and send it to people. And that's how it's changed. And the market's flooded with that. So.
All right. Awesome. Well, now we're going to jump to something special. We're going to jump to the Love That Voiceover Rorschach test. Oh, sorry, quiz.
No, yeah, because I was going to say, how are you going to show me the pictures when I'm on the phone?
I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and you just answer whatever comes to your mind first. And this is all about Joey in the moment. This is not about anything more important than that. This is just for fun. All right. What is your current favorite color?
Green.
What is your current favorite farm animal?
Oh, a pig.
Can you make a pig sound? That's a big pig.
Yeah.
What's your favorite beverage or cocktail?
Water. Distilled water.
Oh, wow. Did you say distilled water?
Correct.
You like it all purified.
Yeah, well, distilled water is the only purified water there is. The rest has crap in it.
Exactly. I was... You know, I don't know why, but I thought maybe somebody will think distilled means like alcoholic water because, you know, they used to make the distillery is the name of where they make whiskey and things like that. So just, you know, playing. And then when you said it that way, I just had to laugh.
No. Distilled water is the only pure. I'm a vegan. I know a lot. I've been studying health for over 30 years. So I know a lot about nutrition and water and you name it.
We'll take a real quick break and be right back. Hello, this is Ida, and Ida loves Rebecca, like you probably do, loving that Rebecca want to listen to the show via iTunes, make your life easier, hook it up through the iTunes store, look up Love That Voiceover, three words, Love That Voiceover, it's not so hard, is it? And then download it and put it on all your devices, so when you're portable, so is Love That Voiceover. Oh, internet, it's so wonderful. All right, let's jump back in. Oh, a vegan are you?
Yes.
How long have you been a vegan?
Off and on since the mid-1980s. In the last couple of years, I've been hardcore steady and will continue hardcore steady for the rest of my life.
Good for you, Joey. I'm a vegetarian, so you're advanced. I bow to your advancedness.
Well, thank you.
Namaste. Tell me an item in your closet.
Microphone.
Is this an item in your closet that you're currently using while it's in your closet?
No. It's a spare mic.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Now, a little bit more introspective. Growing up, when you were a child, can you remember the name of your best friend?
Michael.
Michael. So tell us something you remember about Michael.
Michael was my best buddy and pal, and we'd walk to school together every morning. His brothers were like gangsters. Who'd protect me. I lived in Detroit in a pretty rough neighborhood.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, that explains a lot. All right. So, not about you, but just about why you were scared going to school. So, can you tell us more about growing up in Detroit? Because, you know, and how do you feel about its state of being now?
Well, Detroit has been in a rough situation for, I don't know how many years, 40 years or something. It's a big mafia town. What do you want? I mean, look, I left there a long, long time ago. It was my hometown. I appreciated growing up there. I had fun growing up there. It's really sad. To be honest with you, it's very, very sad what's going on there.
Yeah.
What's going on in Detroit. It's really, really sad. I mean, I feel bad for the people that live there and have to deal with that situation. And I have no solution, of course, but it's just a sad situation. And let's not dwell on that. It's very depressing.
Moving on.
Yes, move on, please.
Moving on. What one thing can bring you pure joy?
A shelter dog.
Oh, I was thinking about Snoopy when I was reading you the question.
Yeah.
Aw. Tell me one experience that you just love to share about Snoopy, your shelter dog.
Oh, boy. What, this, one experience that I loved about him?
Yes.
His eyes. His eyes were just pure love. His eyes were showed unconditional love from the moment I adopted him to the minute he died. And that's all I want to say.
Okay, everybody put away your handkerchiefs and just pull out a towel. Good cries. Just, This is supposed to be funny.
No.
Let me move to something else because I love the animals. So I have two shelter dogs right now.
That's awesome.
And they're full of life and joy, and I totally get it about the eyes. Love it. Now, let me ask you a personal question.
Sure.
What guilty pleasure do you let yourself indulge in?
Guilty pleasure, I guess, eating a ton of coconut ice cream, which is not really ice cream. It'd be coconut non-dairy ice cream.
Ooh, yum. That sounds great. I was thinking you were going to say coconut macaroons. But coconut non-dairy ice cream, yum. Very unique.
It's delicious.
Everybody always chooses food, or almost often chooses food for guilty pleasures. Isn't it terrific?
Well, that's because this is a PG-rated show. Otherwise, you get some of these people saying some really bad stuff.
Well, we've had a few interesting conversations, let's say, but they've always been PG, no more than that. Okay, so.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. So if you could win any award, which one and for what?
If I could win any award? Oh, boy.
Any award.
That's a question where the ego just kicks right in.
Big ego. Big, giant ego. You get anything
you
want.
Oh, yeah. Of course. The Academy Award for Best Actor. Of course.
Yes.
Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want that?
You got it. It's yours. I see it right now.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah.
And who would you thank?
Pardon me? Who would I thank? Come on. This is fantasy world here. Come on. You know, I mean, you never know in Hollywood. You never know.
Imagine it, and it will be law of attraction. Woohoo! Okay. Great. Fantastic. Now, the last question, it's the non-PG, the non-P, it's the R-rated question. What's your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
Awesome. That's it. See, they all have to let it out. It's just a little bit of psychotherapy here with Love That Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
Any last words or pieces of advice? We are finished with the Rorschach test. You passed.
Oh,
with
boy.
Flying colors.
Oh, I was hoping I wasn't going to fail. You know, I mean, it's, my IQ is high, but it's not. I've never done a Rorschach. I can't even say Rorschach.
You can't even talk anymore. You can find Joey at. You have a different couple of websites, right? So
yeah. My voiceover website is www, of course, voicecomic, because I'm a comedian, voicecomic.com, voicecomic.com. And my book website is mylifewithsnoopy.com. So
awesome.
Those are the two websites I have that I promote my life and work.
Is there anything I missed talking to you about that you would like to add? Opinions, advice, recommendations, anything at all you want to throw in?
You know, I think we covered quite a bit, Rebecca. What do you think?
I think so. I just was checking just to make sure.
I just want people that are new into a business to learn for themselves and do research. You know, do research just like you would for anything else. You know.
Yeah.
For someone just starting in a non-Los Angeles or New York, where the hub of the voiceover industries are, that's a good thing to do.
Thank you so much for joining us on Love That Voiceover. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you for having me, Rebecca. I really appreciate it.
Until next time, thanks for listening to LoveThatVoiceover.com. Lots of love to you, you sexy, beautiful, adorable person. Take care.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.